From the KBIA newsroom, I'm Mimi Wright. Missouri education officials plan to ask the state legislature for more transportation aid as part of a $140 million increase in its budget request. As Ryan Delaney reports, it's a long underfunded area of state aid to schools.
Missouri's per-pupil funding model has been considered fully funded in recent years, but the same can't be said for busing, which hurts sprawling rural districts the most. The state is supposed to pay districts 75% of the cost of running buses. That mark hasn't been met in 3 decades. The Department of Elementary and Secondary Education will request enough aid to get reimbursement to 26% next year and 75% in 5 years. Vic Lentz is a member of the State Board of Education from St. Louis County.
You've got to get the kids to school, so if we don't have transportation funded, it's coming out of the foundation formula or other school funds that are meant for the classroom.
Board President Charlie Shields says increasing funding for early childhood education will also be a point of focus for lawmakers when they gather in January. I'm Ryan Delaney.
A Missouri rancher is suing a railroad over the deaths of more than 50 head of cattle after flooding. Randy Hoover and Sons LLC alleges that BNSF failed to provide adequate drainage to the elevated berms on which its train tracks are built. The Springfield News Leader reports that the lack of drainage caused water to dam up and overrun a farm near West Plains, wiping out the fencing. The suit says some cattle drowned and that others were struck by trains. BSNF has not formally replied to the allegations in federal court. The Salute to Veterans Air Show will move from Columbia to Jefferson City for 2019. The Jefferson City Council on Monday directed Mayor Carrie Turgeon to sign an agreement between the city and Memorial Day weekend Salute to Veterans Corporation, a nonprofit that hosts the air show. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports the air show is moving because of anticipated construction at the Columbia Regional Airport. The 31st annual air show will be May 25th through the 26th at the Jefferson City Memorial Airport and will feature several military aircraft. The event attracts 10,000 to 35,000 people every year. The Kansas City Police Department has rescinded commendations given to 2 officers involved in the fatal shooting of an unarmed man. The commendations were awarded to officers William Thompson and Tamara Jones after Ryan Stokes was shot to death in 2014. The certificates say the victim had a handgun, but police have acknowledged since then that Stokes was not armed when he was shot. The Kansas City Star reports Thompson shot Stokes after a foot chase near the Power and Light District. Jones was on the scene, but didn't shoot. Stokes' mother, Noreen Stokes James, has sued the police department in her son's shooting. No criminal charges were filed, and a grand jury declined to indict Thompson. I'm Mimi Wright, KBIA News, Columbia.